What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, the head of the Secret Service is out. Everybody's probably heard by now, Lee.
Yes.
And that's real good for the person actually responsible for what happened there at the rally. The person very much responsible for what happened there at the rally, because nobody's talking about him. And she went there, she went in, she took her beating with her dead fish eyes. American people were outraged. The hearing was outrageous. The Biden response to her departure was completely outrageous.
Yeah.
She resigns in shame after both sides of the aisle demand her resignation. And they put out a statement about what a great job she did.
Yeah.
Were you trying to slap the family of the firefighter who died across the face?
They don't care, Tara.
Yeah, you're right.
Human life means nothing. They don't give a darn about the loss of life and the injured Americans there. And there are two men that are injured, as far as I know, still in the hospital. And of course, we have Corey Campitore, who is dead.
Yes.
A father, a husband, a son. He's dead. And gets scant attention in this whole situation.
Jill and I are grateful to Director Kim Cheadle for her decades of public service. She has selflessly dedicated and risked her life to protect our nation throughout her career. We especially thank her for answering the call to lead the Secret Service during our administration. We're grateful for her service. As a leader, it takes honor, courage, and incredible integrity to take full responsibility for an organization tasked with one of the most challenging jobs in public service. As we move forward, I wish Kim all the best. And I will plan to appoint a new director suit.
Oh, boy.
She was never going to be fired.
No. No.
No, she's going to go right on planning the next rally and the next one. Obstinate. Dead fish eyes, don't care. I gave him the appropriate level of security. I wanted to scream at the screen, will he have the appropriate level next time too? Because he'll end up dead if he does. Now Secret Service is like, you might want to hold those rallies inside. You know what happens when you take the rally inside, Lee? Wait for this, because I'm going to do the news report on this. The rally gets much smaller.
Oh, yeah.
It gets much smaller. The crowd size gets smaller. You know what the media's going to do? They're going to follow up and go, oh, the crowds are decreasing
exactly.
At the Trump rallies. It's
exactly.
Not as many people
right.
Showing up.
Listen,
That's what they're going to do.
Did
That's
I
the narrative they're
right. Here? I told somebody shortly after this happened that the next thing that's going to happen is the Secret Service is going to say, you know, we just can't have these outdoor rallies.
Yep.
And that's exactly what they're doing. And this does nothing but hurt the Republicans. It hurts Trump, because this is the reality that the mainstream media cannot deny, that when Donald Trump shows up, there is a, whether it's indoors or out, there is a crowd, there are lines down the highway to get in. Even if they can't get in, they still stick around. They want to be a part of what's going on. You do not see the similar amount of enthusiasm for either Biden, whom I think we should already call the former president, and the new anointed Democrat nominee, Vice President Kamala Harris. You don't see that type of...
Right. And so this enthusiasm allows them to scale those rallies down, make them look smaller, tighter. Never mind that 10,000 people will have been denied tickets because the Secret Service cannot and will not do its job. But let me tell you what happened yesterday, because this is important. And I deep dove into this yesterday on the Battleground America podcast. And I literally said the guy most interested in Trump being dead just got away with it. She comes before them. She is humiliated. She does dead fish eyes, clearly doesn't care. And then she resigns, right? So most of the country, being not super politically sophisticated, okay, she got what she deserved. She's out of there. Problem solved. No. The architect of Trump's near demise is still in office, and he just skated. He got off, just skated, got off total free ride. And that is Alejandro Mayorkas.
Absolutely.
Let me remind you of why. They told Trump's usual Secret Service crew, who at the time had allegedly been working 7 days straight, just take the weekend off. We got this. We'll bring in some other people. There are 7,000, over 7,000 Secret Service agents. Surely they could have found one. They did not. Instead, they brought in what's called HSI, Homeland Security Investigations Department. These are desk jobs. Who do they answer to? Alejandro Mayorkas. Where is he? Where's the subpoena for Alejandro Mayorkas? Where's that? There isn't one. Why doesn't Congress want to talk to him as badly as they did Kimberly Cheadle? Okay, let's look at what Alejandro Mayorkas did here. He brought in a bunch of agents loyal to him, not her, him. They weren't Secret Service agents. They were, quote, according to the investigative report by Senator Josh Hawley, these are direct quotes from whistleblowers. They weren't Secret Service and were unprepared and inexperienced personnel. I'm going to tell you why that's important in a minute. Okay, it gets worse. They then changed the security level of the rally to a loose security event. What does that mean? This is outrageous. No canine sweeps before. No drone sweeps before. Canine might have found the gun we're allegedly told was hidden on the property. We'll see if it was. They don't use canines to detect threats in the crowd. Unauthorized individuals can access backstage areas. DHS personnel do not appropriately police the security buffer around the podium. They're not stationed at regular intervals around the event's security perimeter. Okay, if you had Trump's regular team there, and Mayorkas knows this, and I guarantee you he signed off on it. This is, let's think about who Mayorkas is for a minute. This is the guy who RFK asks three times for somebody to cover him, right? He wants Secret Service detail. Anybody at the Secret Service could have turned that down, okay? Like, you know, in the leadership. Instead, Mayorkas personally writes the letter saying, we're not giving it to you. He's mocking RFK. How dare you run against us? That is the guy these agents answer to. Here's the part that's so significant, okay? These HSI agents, they're desk agents, were, quote, unfamiliar with standard Secret Service protocols typically used at these kinds of events. They didn't know anything was wrong. They didn't know it didn't look right. Because if you brought in other Secret Service, they didn't know right away. Oh my gosh, we got to get over there to the building, the AGR building. Look at the water tower. It's not secure. What's up? There's nobody post standing. There's nobody post standing. And then listen to what they did. They only sent three Secret Service agents to do post standing. They did not secure the perimeter. And they sent 12 Secret Service agents over to Jill's thing that she had, which was indoor and less than 200 people. See what they did there? That rally was insecured and unsecured deliberately. By who? Alejandro Mayorkas. That is who the people who screwed this up answer to. But the majority of American people have no idea.
No.
They think, oh, well, you know, she's been punished. Yeah. It's her fault. Is it? Is it her fault? There were weird knowledge gaps with her. It's almost as if she's been kept in the dark, too. Like, for instance, the bizarre statements that she would make. And I don't know why she even say them, because she looks so stupid. Like, she's asked, hey, you know, why didn't you ever go to the site? Why haven't you been there to investigate, right? And she says, well, I can't. I'm not allowed. The FBI investigation's not over. Members of Congress have gone.
Yeah.
She didn't know that.
Members of Congress have been on the roof of that slightly sloped building, for crying out loud.
And, you know, you saw the former assistant director of the FBI, Chris Schwecker, I played the audio yesterday, say they hung her out to dry. She's the fall guy.
Yeah.
They could have given her cover, like, hey, we're going to invoke this statute of federal law. We can't give you any information. Just tell them that. They didn't. They let her go out there and take a beating. Why? They're covering for Mayorkas. Mm-hmm. The one critical thing she wouldn't tell them, either on the record or in a classified setting, who were the agents there? You know a question I wish somebody would ask her? Do you even know? Do you even know who Mayorkas sent? So the guy who did this got off scot-free yesterday. Watch for this. You want to know if Mayorkas is going to get off scot-free for this permanently, Lee? See if Congress issues a subpoena for him to testify. Yeah. You know, the same Congress controlled by Republicans, the House that couldn't even get together the votes for an impeachment of Mayorkas, that Congress? That Congress.
Yeah.
This again would be Mayorkas, who has allowed a 400-person strong ISIS smuggling network to operate across our border. Still can't find 150 of them. They terrorists? I don't know. Can't find them.
Or won't.
That guy.
Or
won't find them. Thank you very much. So let's put it all together, because I've been saying this from the beginning, the whole thing. You unsecure and insecure the border. During Trump's entire term, we caught 6 terrorists on that border. Okay? We are up over 500 terrorists, if you count the northern and the southern border, unsecured and insecured. Then we find out we got an ISIS network operating. Then we find out that Mayorkas has done what? He has dropped the special interest alien designation. What does that mean? If you come from certain countries, we can't vet you. We send 100% home. He says, if they don't show up on a terror watch list, let them in. Well, they're not gonna from Yemen. We don't have diplomatic relations with Yemen. We can't background check. We don't know who the terrorists are, but the government of Yemen does. He lets him in. And then he unsecures and insecures the rallies in the face of an assassination threat. And Lee, here's the thing. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security have dramatically downplayed that assassination attempt threat. If you go back, and you can probably find this on Google. I did a podcast on it at the time. If you go back and you look in April when the FBI was laying this out, okay? Right now, they're passing it off as, we just heard it from one person. It's a little, rumor about an assassination attempt by Iran. No, they were putting out wanted posters with the guy's name, his face, the fact that he speaks Spanish, and the fact that they believe he will enter the country via Venezuela, and that he will recruit people for money to do the assassination. The exact same thing that happened during the first assassination attempt that was foiled in 2021. That assassin is facing trial right now. That's how serious this is, Lee. But if you read the media account, Department of Homeland Security says it was just one source and it was just, No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. Go back in your newspaper archives. Go back on Google. You can see the guy's wanted poster. The FBI announced it wasn't one source. They were looking for him. They're looking for him at the border. That was insecure and unsecured by who? Same guy, Alejandro Mayorkas. See what he did here. Now watch this. See if Congress subpoenas this guy. Mike Johnson better subpoena this guy. We need to haul him in. But they haven't. They haven't. Why?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Unbelievable. Woman whose neighbor lives, her house abuts right up to the Butler Farm show property, went on a Big K morning show with Larry Reichard. She had complete access to the site less than 24 hours before the assassination attempt. And as of this morning, she has yet to be contacted by anybody regarding the incident. They're not investigating, folks. You know why? They already know what happened. They already know what happened. It was pre-planned what happened. Unsecuring and insecuring that event. Okay. I want you to watch what's happening very, very closely. I don't usually go to Axios much. I'm going there now. Why? Because it's coup central. Yeah, they're trying to take out Kamala Harris. The Democrat Party is. Here's the latest of the headlines. European leaders laugh behind Kamala's back. She's lightweight. A silly woman. Not someone they take seriously, and certainly not someone they think can beat Donald Trump. Oh, they're not a fan of her. No. Oh. Who said that? Well, specifically, Isabel Schnabel, an executive board member of the European Central Bank. She was caught on hot mic earlier this year, criticizing the vice president as invisible and predicting she would never win against Donald Trump. The Democrat Party selection process is a failure, Schnabel said in comments reported for the first time. Reported where? Politico, the house organ of the Democrat Party, of the liberal elite. Politico. Wow, that follows on the heels of the front of the site lead article that the other house organ of the Democrat Party ran, Axios. Biden thought Kamala was a terrible candidate. Yeah, that's why he thinks she's going to lose to Donald Trump. That's why he didn't back her. So sad. Facts. The mainstream media on the left, they lie for a living. They're never this candid. We are. We'll do this to our candidates, but not them. New York Times, drip, 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 drip. New York Times, Kamala is the weakest of their replacement candidates. That was Monday. See what's happening here? Okay. What did I tell you? What did I tell you only, what, yesterday, day before? To understand the landscape here, understand, okay? Democrats don't tell lone lies. I mean, they do sometimes. They tell narratives. They lie in stories, in whole books with whole chapters in their lies. It's called the narrative. And so they do this to walk their sheeple up to a conclusion they intended them to get all along. Okay, so in the first chapter of the narrative, the Democrat Party is heroically painted as a party who so very much wants to back the black chick. Whose dad says she's not really black. He doesn't like her either, by the way. Now go Google Kamala Harris's father. Kamala Harris's own father does not like her. Do you know anybody like that whose dad doesn't like them? If you do, they're pretty whack. I've met one or two people whose dad didn't like them in my life, and those people were whack. You're like, yeah, wow, that was a bad selection from the genetic pool. Bummer for him. Her dad doesn't like her. Every time she lies for a while there when she was running in the primary, he'd come out and correct her. Remind everyone in the Democrat Party they weren't oppressed, they owned slaves. Her party. I mean, her family. Yeah, he caused her a lot of problems. Democrat primary voters don't like Kamala either. She don't win a single delegate. Came in with less than 3% of the vote. Got beat by Tom Steyer and Andrew Yang and had to drop out. Folks, she's never gotten a single vote. And that is why this morning Black Lives Matter is flipping out. They have turned on Kamala. Now that is a hilarious state of affairs. Because what? The liberal white Democrat elite is telling everybody who will listen, if you don't vote for Kamala, you're racist. If you don't vote for Kamala, you're not down with Black Lives Matter. You're not down for the struggle like we are. Except Black Lives Matter has now just thrown her under the bus and backed over. If you listen to me throughout the show today, I'm going to do this heavily, okay? Because you need to know this is going on. Black Lives Matter demands the Democrat National Committee immediately host an informal virtual snap primary across the country prior to the DNC convention. Why? This will expose her. She can't win it. If there's some sort of online voting poll, you know, online poll, she's going to get decimated and they know it. Black Lives Matter says, if you don't do this, we are living in a dictatorship. God, they're catching on. Delegates are not oligarchs, they write. Why? These are all delegates chosen by the white liberal Democrat elite, i.e. Joe Biden and company. They're not wrong. Now they write, Democrat Party elites and billionaire donors are attempting to manipulate black voters by anointing, that's so true, Kamala Harris and an unknown vice president as the new Democrat ticket without a primary vote. And wait till you hear how they say they were disenfranchised and locked out of the primary. Now, we've got a texter earlier who's on to something here. This is Black Lives Matter. They're looking to get paid, okay? They didn't get paid anything. They're expected to support the black candidate or even the fake black candidate for free. She ran as an Indian the first time. That's why I call it that. They're expecting to do this for free. They're like, we do nothing for free. We do nothing for free. And we are the people who burnt down $2 billion worth of businesses. Okay, so we are forced to be reckoned with. We could end up in the streets. I mean, when you say your Black Lives Matter, you send a thing out like this, they could burn down cities again. And this time without the Democrats directing which way to go. In other words, you're saying you could lose control of us. You didn't pay us. You didn't ask us. And they're right. Because what you're seeing is dictatorship. Democrat elites will select your candidate for you. Okay, so the real president had to greet Bibi Netanyahu because both the fake presidents couldn't do it. So Bibi Netanyahu invited to Mar-a-Lago after both Joe Biden and Kamala Harris left him standing. Just left him hanging. Normally, the protocol is when a foreign dignitary head of state speaks to Congress, the vice president is always in attendance. Hasn't been missing since 1989. AWOL. She's AWOL. But she's going to meet with him later behind closed doors. Why? This tells you one stunning fact about the Democrat Party. She can no longer afford to be seen with a high-ranking Jew. That's how anti-Semitic they are. She cannot be caught in the same frame of the camera with Netanyahu. Can't do it. Why? Well, because those people in Michigan, you know, the ones we played the audio, having that huge rally in the streets of Michigan, promising to overthrow the government. Those people. For Allah. She needs their vote. And the Democrat Party has gotten to the point where its base is so radical and so radically anti-Semitic. They cannot be seen in the same photo as the head of Israel. How are you going to conduct foreign relations? How? I don't know. Meanwhile, her stepdaughter fundraises for Hamas because genocide is hip on the left now. It is. That's why. She can't be seen with him. Biden can't be physically seen with an Israeli leader at this time. Folks, this is a party that continues to make Hitler trend in a popular way on TikTok. This is a party who has to ask China and the owners slash leaders of TikTok to please stop their lunatic fringe base from making Osama bin Laden trend. The guy day after day after day after day was the top topic, which would have been fine if what they were writing was negative, but it was not. They were rediscovering his manifesto and they loved him. You cannot stand side by side with a Jewish person of high rank as a Democrat in the face of a base like that. This is what it has come to. And this is what it has come to, too. An additional three individuals were identified as suspicious prior to the Trump assassination attempt. That's according to the Pennsylvania Police Commissioner. So being unable to get any kind of answers out of our lying, corrupt government, we're now having to call in the locals from Pennsylvania to tell us what happened. So we can't figure it out any other way. Because our government's compromised. So they had to haul in this guy, Pennsylvania State Police Commissioner, Colonel Christopher Paris, who disclosed that not one but four individuals were flagged as suspicious during President Donald Trump's rally at Butler, you know, PA. Wow. Couldn't get that from anybody in the federal government, can we? Now listen to this. 5/10 is what we learned from this guy, Colonel Paris, the local guy from Butler. At 5:10 p.m., nearly an hour before Trump was shot, one of two local law enforcement snipers positioned in the AGR building saw Crooks for the first time. Crooks didn't have a weapon at that point. 4 minutes later, the sniper took at least two pictures of Crooks. These are the ones that you've seen online, where he looks like a cross between the Crypt Keeper and a transgender woman. Now, that was typical Democrat donor. Okay. At 5:28 p.m., the same sniper took another picture of the bicycle in the backpack near the AGR building. 5:32, same sniper saw Crooks again near the AGR building, looking at news feeds on his phone and holding the rangefinder, which he correctly identified as a rangefinder. Not a good thing to see a guy with a rangefinder. Yeah, especially not if he's in a critical position for a sniper, a great position for a sniper. Shortly after, the same sniper reported the suspect to a group text of other law enforcement snipers on the site and was instructed to report the suspect to command. So it's 5:32. He's like, hey, look at this dude. He's got a rangefinder. Is he looking for a shot? It's 5:32. 5:41 p.m. Same sniper calls in to command to report the suspect, describes the suspect's appearance, notes that he has a rangefinder. This rings no bells. At 5:45 p.m., same sniper texted the Beaver ESU group command about the suspect and told them to give the message to command. Again, 5:59 p.m., Beaver County law enforcement operator receives confirmation from a Butler County SWAT commander that command, which included Secret Service, was made aware of the messages and requested more information about the suspect's location. So we're talking about 5:59. They got the messages. Yeah, we got the, so the messages, the photos, the messages, the warnings start coming out at, from the first time near the, by the sniper at 5:14. About an hour before Trump speaks. And now we know there's three other suspicious too. We don't know what became of them or what. And yet, look, folks, all they have to do is tell Trump, hang tight, bud. We're going to track this situation down and we'll let you know when we got it clear. As Trump said in that interview, I would have hung back. That is the pernicious part where they didn't tell him. They didn't tell him. You can all day long. We didn't have enough staff. Yeah, I know. Alejandro Mayorkas made sure you didn't. We didn't have enough Secret Service. I know. Alejandro Mayorkas made sure you didn't. We didn't know what to do. I know. Alejandro Mayorkas made sure you didn't know what to do by sending inexperienced Homeland Security investigators, not Secret Service. But none of that matters because all you had to do once, because you notice it's only local law enforcement doing the job here. They're the only ones spotting crooks. Why? Because they're the only ones who don't work a desk job. The HSI that was sent in, they worked desk job. These people couldn't even holster a gun. Multiple tries couldn't do it. That's why. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Okay. Gonna jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes 71307. I'm sorry, but the only legacy I feel that Biden is going to leave behind is a bunch of I did that stickers slapped on gas pumps in various places because of the ridiculous inflation left in his wake. Folks, remember this. Biden was spending an additional $1 trillion every quarter beyond the historically high budget, right? The only thing that stopped him from continuing to spend in the face of 9% inflation was the GOP won the House. There was going to be no mercy. None whatsoever. They were going to continue and continue and continue. The only reason they didn't, the only reason it's not worse than what you're seeing is because the GOP won a very small portion. Control of the House. That's it. Texter writes, Dare, have you seen that photo of Kamala and Stacey Abrams in Atlanta? And there's that guy that is overdosed on a bench outside and they're inside laughing. They don't care about anyone. No, of course they don't. They're Democrats. Texter writes, so the Secret Service agents, in air quotes, Mayorkas sent to the Butler rally were desk jockeys. See that? Do you think that's interesting? This is why who blocked her originally, Kimberly Chito, from testifying? Remember, they asked her to testify. She gaffed them off, the head of the Secret Service. And then what was the next headline? Mayorkas blocked her. What does he care? He's the head of Department of Homeland Security. Now that's over the Secret Service. Why would he bother to block her from testifying? And then forcing them to subpoena her. Because he's the one who picked the agents who went to this. And they were HSI, not Secret Service. And again, why was that important? It was important for one specific reason that Josh Hawley laid out. Senator Hawley, in his investigation, this is what the whistleblower said, they were inexperienced and unprepared, and they were, this is the important part, unfamiliar with standard protocols typically used at these types of events. Why? They wouldn't know anything was wrong. They couldn't send any one of the other 7,000 Secret Service agents. They would have known, whoa, this is wrong. Hey, you know what? We're going to need to secure the perimeter. We need to do this, 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 and this. This is why all of the reports that were made of suspicious characters, we now know there were three others besides crooks, came from local law enforcement who had at least some rudimentary training. They didn't come from our federal government who suddenly knows nothing. And so now Congress is having to call in Butler County folks to find out what happened. Texter writes, so do we know who is behind the destruction of our country? How come these Democrats are not sent to jail for treason? Good point. Texter writes, here, we don't want virtual online voting nationally. Talk about fraudulent voting. Well, that's what Black Lives Matter is demanding. They're demanding a virtual online primary. I'm assuming it would be more like a popularity poll anybody could vote in and less like something that boards of elections would handle. I'm guessing that's what they're asking for because they don't want Kamala. Wait, what? If you're just tuning into the show, you're like, wait, did I hear that? What? Black Lives Matter doesn't want Kamala? No, I told you that. I told you that a year ago. She couldn't win the black vote then, had to drop out. Why would she win it now? They don't like her. They don't want her. Told you.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Okay, so the real president had to greet Bibi Netanyahu because both the fake presidents couldn't do it. So Bibi Netanyahu invited to Mar-a-Lago after both Joe Biden and Kamala Harris left him standing. Just left him hanging. Normally, the protocol is when a foreign dignitary, head of state, speaks to Congress, the vice president is always in attendance. Hasn't been missing since 1989. AWOL. She's AWOL. But she's going to meet with him later behind closed doors. Why? This tells you one stunning fact about the Democrat Party. She can no longer afford to be seen with a high-ranking Jew. That's how anti-Semitic they are. She cannot be caught in the same frame of the camera with Netanyahu. Can't do it. Why? Well, because those people in Michigan, you know, the ones we played the audio, having that huge rally in the streets of Michigan, promising to overthrow the government. Those people. For Allah. She needs their vote. And the Democrat Party has gotten to the point where its base is so radical and so radically anti-Semitic, they cannot be seen in the same photo as the head of Israel. How are you going to conduct foreign relations? How? I don't know. Meanwhile, her stepdaughter fundraises for Hamas because genocide is hip on the left now. It is. That's why she can't be seen with him. Biden can't be physically seen with an Israeli leader at this time. Folks, this is a party that continues to make Hitler trend in a popular way on TikTok. This is a party who has to ask China and the owners / leaders of TikTok to please stop their lunatic fringe base from making Osama bin Laden trend. The guy day after day after day after day was the top topic, which would have been fine if what they were writing was negative, but it was not. They were rediscovering his manifesto and they loved him. You cannot stand side by side with a Jewish person of high rank as a Democrat in the face of a base like that. This is what it has come to. And this is what it has come to, too. An additional three individuals were identified as suspicious prior to the Trump assassination attempt. That's according to the Pennsylvania Police Commissioner. So being unable to get any kind of answers out of our lying, corrupt government, we're now having to call in the locals from Pennsylvania to tell us what happened. So we can't figure it out any other way. Because our government's compromised. So they had to haul in this guy, Pennsylvania State Police Commissioner, Colonel Christopher Paris, who disclosed that not one but four individuals were flagged as suspicious during President Donald Trump's rally at Butler, you know, PA. Wow. Couldn't get that from anybody in the federal government, can we? Now, listen to this. 5/10 is what we learned from this guy, Colonel Paris, the local guy from Butler. At 5:10 p.m., nearly an hour before Trump was shot, one of two local law enforcement snipers positioned in the AGR building saw Crooks for the first time. Crooks didn't have a weapon at that point. 4 minutes later, the sniper took at least two pictures of Crooks. These are the ones that you've seen online, where he looks like a cross between the Crypt Keeper and a transgender woman. Now, that was typical Democrat donor. Okay. At 5:28 p.m., the same sniper took another picture of the bicycle in the backpack near the AGR building. 5:32, same sniper saw Crooks again near the AGR building, looking at news feeds on his phone and holding the rangefinder, which he correctly identified as a rangefinder. Not a good thing to see a guy with a rangefinder. Yeah, especially not if he's in a critical position for a sniper, a great position for a sniper. Shortly after, the same sniper reported the suspect to a group text of other law enforcement snipers on the site and was instructed to report the suspect to command. So it's 5:32. He's like, hey, look at this dude. He's got a rangefinder. Is he looking for a shot? 5:32. 5:41 p.m. Same sniper calls in to command to report the suspect, describes the suspect's appearance, notes that he has a rangefinder. This rings no bells. At 5:45 p.m., same sniper texted the Beaver ESU group command about the suspect and told them to give the message to command. Again, 5:59 p.m., Beaver County law enforcement operator receives confirmation from a Butler County SWAT commander that command, which included Secret Service, was made aware of the messages and requested more information about the suspect's location. So we're talking about 5:59. They got the messages. Yeah, we got the, so the messages, the photos, the messages, the warnings start coming out at, from the first time near the, by the sniper at 5:14. About an hour before Trump speaks. And now we know there's three other suspicious too. We don't know what became of them or what. And yet, look, folks, all they have to do is tell Trump, hang tight, bud. We're going to track this situation down and we'll let you know when we got it clear. As Trump said in that interview, I would have hung back. That is the pernicious part where they didn't tell him. They didn't tell him. You can all day long. We didn't have enough staff. Yeah, I know. Alejandro Mayorkas made sure you didn't. We didn't have enough Secret Service. I know. Alejandro Mayorkas made sure you didn't. We didn't know what to do. I know. Alejandro Mayorkas made sure you didn't know what to do by sending inexperienced Homeland Security investigators, not Secret Service. But none of that matters because all you had to do once, because you notice it's only local law enforcement doing the job here. They're the only ones spotting crooks. Why? Because they're the only ones who don't work a desk job. The HSI that was sent in, they worked desk job. These people couldn't even holster a gun. Multiple tries couldn't do it. That's why. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Okay. Gonna jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Text or write 71307. I'm sorry, but the only legacy I feel that Biden is going to leave behind is a bunch of I did that stickers slapped on gas pumps in various places because of the ridiculous inflation left in his wake. Folks, remember this. Biden was spending an additional $1 trillion every quarter beyond the historically high budget, right? The only thing that stopped him from continuing to spend in the face of 9% inflation was the GOP won the House. There was going to be no mercy. None whatsoever. They were going to continue and continue and continue. The only reason they didn't, the only reason it's not worse than what you're seeing is because the GOP won a very small portion, control of the House. That's it. Texter writes, Dara, have you seen that photo of Kamala and Stacey Abrams in Atlanta? And there's that guy that is overdosed on a bench outside and they're inside laughing. They don't care about anyone. No, of course they don't. They're Democrats. Texter writes, so the Secret Service agents, in air quotes, Mayorkas sent to the Butler rally were desk jockeys. See that? Do you think that's interesting? This is why who blocked her originally, Kimberly Chito, from testifying? Remember, they asked her to testify. She gaffed them off, the head of the Secret Service. And then what was the next headline? Mayorkas blocked her. What does he care? He's the head of Department of Homeland Security. Now that's over the Secret Service. Why would he bother to block her from testifying? And then for that, then forcing them to subpoena her. Because he's the one who picked the agents who went to this. And they were HSI, not Secret Service. And again, why was that important? It was important for one specific reason that Josh Hawley laid out. Senator Hawley, in his investigation, this is what the whistleblower said. They were inexperienced and unprepared. And they were, this is the important part, unfamiliar with standard protocols typically used at these types of events. Why? They wouldn't know anything was wrong. They couldn't send any one of the other 7,000 Secret Service agents. They would have known, whoa, this is wrong. Hey, you know what? We're going to need to secure the perimeter. We need to do this, 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 and this. This is why all of the reports that were made of suspicious characters, we now know there were three others besides Crooks, came from local law enforcement who had at least some rudimentary training. They didn't come from our federal government who suddenly knows nothing. And so now Congress is having to call in Butler County folks to find out what happened. Texter writes, so do we know who is behind the destruction of our country? How come these Democrats are not sent to jail for treason? Good point. Texter writes, here, we don't want virtual online voting nationally. Talk about fraudulent voting. Well, that's what Black Lives Matter is demanding. They're demanding a virtual online primary. I'm assuming it would be more like a popularity poll anybody could vote in and less like something that boards of elections would handle. I'm guessing that's what they're asking for because they don't want Kamala. Wait, what? If you're just tuning into the show, you're like, wait, did I hear that? What? Black Lives Matter doesn't want Kamala? No, I told you that. I told you that a year ago. She couldn't win the black vote then, had to drop out. Why would she win it now? They don't like her. They don't want her. Told you. Okay, gonna jump on the common sense retirement planning text line. Texter writes 71307. I'm sorry, but the only legacy I feel that Biden is gonna leave behind is a bunch of I did that stickers slapped on gas pumps in various places because of the ridiculous inflation left in his wake. Folks, remember this. Biden was spending an additional $1 trillion every quarter beyond the historically high budget, right? The only thing that stopped him from continuing to spend in the face of 9% inflation was the GOP won the House. There was going to be no mercy. None whatsoever. They were going to continue and continue and continue. The only reason they didn't, the only reason it's not worse than what you're seeing is because the GOP won a very small portion, control of the House. That's it. Texter writes, Sarah, have you seen that photo of Kamala and Stacey Abrams in Atlanta? And there's that guy that is overdosed on a bench outside and they're inside laughing. They don't care about anyone. No, of course they don't. They're Democrats. Texter writes, so the Secret Service agents, in air quotes, Mayorkas sent to the Butler rally were desk jockeys. See that? Do you think that's interesting? This is why who blocked her originally, Kimberly Chiodo, from testifying? Remember, they asked her to testify. She gaffed them off, the head of the Secret Service. And then what was the next headline? Mayorkas blocked her. What does he care? He's the head of Department of Homeland Security. Now that's over the Secret Service. Why would he bother to block her from testifying? And then forcing them to subpoena her. Because he's the one who picked the agents who went to this. And they were HSI, not Secret Service. And again, why was that important? It was important for one specific reason that Josh Hawley laid out. Senator Hawley, in his investigation, this is what the whistleblower said, they were inexperienced and unprepared. And they were, this is the important part, unfamiliar with standard protocols typically used at these types of events. Why? They wouldn't know anything was wrong. They couldn't send any one of the other 7,000 Secret Service agents. They would have known, whoa, this is wrong. Hey, you know what? We're going to need to secure the perimeter. We need to do this, 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 and this. This is why all of the reports that were made of suspicious characters, we now know there were three others besides Crooks, came from local law enforcement who had at least some rudimentary training. They didn't come from our federal government who suddenly knows nothing. And so now Congress is having to call in Butler County folks to find out what happened. Texter writes, so do we know who is behind the destruction of our country? How come these Democrats are not sent to jail for treason? Good point. Texter writes, here, we don't want virtual online voting nationally. Talk about fraudulent voting. Well, that's what Black Lives Matter is demanding. They're demanding a virtual online primary. I'm assuming it would be more like a popularity poll anybody could vote in and less like something that boards of elections would handle. I'm guessing that's what they're asking for because they don't want Kamala. Wait, what? If you're just tuning into the show, you're like, wait, did I hear that? What? Black Lives Matter doesn't want Kamala? No, I told you that. I told you that a year ago. She couldn't win the black vote then, had to drop out. Why would she win it now? They don't like her. They don't want her. Told you.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.